Good morning. 4 minutes past the hour, getting ready to start another summer season of theater. The Timberlake Playhouse, and back on board as artistic director is Tommy Raneri. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you back. So how was the off season? I would imagine you kept busy.
Oh my gosh, you know how it goes. It's like you go home in like late September and I like sleep for a week. And then my girlfriend, you know, pokes me and is like, hey, are you alive? And I was like, all right, time to start working on Timberlake again. Let's start selling subscriptions. Let's start planning. So it's been crazy, but good. I mean, we had an audition tour where I went to 12 different universities and we went, you know, to a bunch of like Chicago and New York, and it was all over. And then I probably got back to campus about a month ago and now I've been here. But it was a good off season. The big highlight for me is I got engaged. My girlfriend and I got engaged right around Christmas, and all's good. But I'm just happy to be back.
I was going to ask you about that because I remember the last time I visited with you, you brought that up. You said it was going to be a secret, and then I reminded you we're online. So, so was it a secret?
Oh, yeah, it was totally a secret. Excellent. You know, thank goodness none of my family is right here, so nobody knew. But it was really great. Yeah, no, it happened in November, so we're really happy about it.
So some changes this year. Instead of like a 2 week run, it's going to be what, about 3 weeks? And instead of opening on a Thursday, you're opening on a Friday now. So talk about those changes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's been really good for a couple different reasons. One of the big things that we discovered in the past is that like word of mouth is everything here. And we'd have these runs and we'd run for like about 2 weeks. And, you know, opening weekend, people are like, oh, I don't know the title or I don't know the show. I don't know how it's going to go. And then like after the first weekend, it was a really banner season last year. People were like posting on Facebook and calling friends or hearing things on the radio. And they're like, wow, this show is great. And then the last three shows are like totally booked. And we're like, man, I wish we ran it for another week. It would have been amazing. So we're using that word of mouth in the area, I think, is a big part of it. And also, it buys our teams more time to create more clear and elaborate productions, which has been really fun. I mean, we're doing Saturday Night Fever right now, which I know we'll talk about in a minute, but like, we have a floating wall on stage, and we have a much more rehearsed product than we had because we get to start rehearsals on a Tuesday as opposed to a Thursday, and we have another day of tech. So it's like, it just feels all a little bit more comfy, and I think we're catering towards our patrons who are always like, ah, man, I wish I caught that one. So it feels like an everybody wins situation, which is really cool.
Well, that is great to hear. Now, do we have anybody back from last year that we're going to see on stage that we may recognize?
Oh, my gosh, of course. So in our resident company, right, we have that group of about 14 actors who are in all of the shows, right? And they get to play a lead in about one, and then the rest are in the ensemble. We have Emma Terrio, who was part of our resident company last year. She goes to Nazareth University. She's going to be a senior. And she was in almost all of our shows last year. She's back in the resident company. Well, we have a bunch of like returning folks for like one show. So like Kristen Weatherington, who was Lucy in Jekyll and Hyde, which was our big show that won all those Broadway World Awards this past year. She's going to be playing the lead in Bridges of Madison County. It's a lot of fun people coming in. And on our production side, we have so many returning people. So it's been good seeing that people want to stick around with what we're doing here. So it's been great.
Now, you are directing this production, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm directing Saturday Night Fever.
So how's it been going?
Oh, it's been great. The big thing for me is, you know, I am an Italian-American, and I'm fourth generation, and my family, when they came across to Ellis Island, they stopped in Bay Ridge. So my family lived for two generations in Bay Ridge. It was my parents' generation that first moved over to Long Island. So it really feels like a story that's super connected to my family, which has been really cool. And I mean, who doesn't love disco? It is like fabulous and beautiful. That Chaz Wolcott, who did Wizard of Oz, who's from, you know, Broadway's Newsies and Broadway's Cats, like is doing it. And it just is spectacular. And it's like this really hard-hitting story about like a rising underdog, like using dance to connect the community. And it's just so good. I've like never felt this comfortable going into a tech week here at Timberlake It's beautiful. The talent here is incredible this year. There's just like something cooking in a really good way that like I just like can't explain in more words. I just feel like our patrons are going to enjoy themselves at a new level. And I think it's really special because our main demographic of people were the age of our resident company actors during the time that Saturday Night Fever happened in the late 70s. So I think they also get to see themselves and their youth on stage as well, which I think is a cool way to bridge gaps and tie our community together. So I'm definitely very, very looking forward to this one on Friday.
Of course, the dancing is going to be a big part of this. Talk about the choreographer.
Yeah, so Chaz did The Wizard of Oz for us last year. And Chaz, if you go on Disney Plus and you watch the recording of Newsies, you see him dancing on that with high level with all these Broadway actors. And he had toured Cats for about 10 years as the magical Mr. Mistopheles. And Chaz is now just a choreographer who goes around the country all the time. And every year he has a pit stop right here at Timberlake. He is like one of my favorite people to work with in the entire world. And he has done this really cool thing because in a lot of musicals, right, it's like, all right, we're doing a scene and then there's a song and people run out and they start dancing, right? Now in this show, they go to a club where they are dancing and that dancing is like real. It's not like they're breaking into song. Like there is a club singer who is singing at the club and like that's what's happening. So I have scenes going on where people are saying lines and like a bartender going around with drinks and also people dancing and like doing lifts in the air around them. And it's kind of like this big like amoeba of things flowing around each other, and it just feels like the thrill of actually being in a club for real, which I think is not something that you always get in a musical. You're like creating an environment, which I think is really something that we don't catch all the time, and I really, really enjoy it, and he's just been a joy. It's like the two of us are running around stage in the rehearsal room being like, all right, you do this, and you do this, and we're going to time it out together, and go. So it's been really fun melding it together.
One thing I found interesting, of course, the music by the Bee Gees, and of course their falsetto style, was that difficult for the actors?
Well, it's funny you say that because there's some songs that like go into that Bee Gees falsetto style.
Right.
And sometimes it's like they want it to be like big belted, or like if you have like a female character singing a song that is traditionally one of the Bee Gees songs, like it sits differently for them. So there are times that it's like an imitation, and then there's sometimes where it's a nod and they're making it their own. But the biggest thing that I believe in as a director, and, you know, I go in with our music director, Matt Sirico, who's returning from last year, who's with us all year last year, is how do you, when is it that you're doing a copy of something? When is it that you're giving it a nod? And when is it that you're giving it a wink, right? So sometimes you're like, I am aiming towards the way that this is supposed to sound like. And sometimes it's like, I'm going to take it and make it my own way. But, I mean, Tanner Gleason, who's playing Tony Manero, I met him, he did like a theme park for me a couple of years ago. And I was like, who's this kid? He was like just at Wright State and had this like massive range. And I was like, this is crazy. And like his mom ran a dance studio and like trained him to be a dancer growing up. He's like this young kid who's like a polished star at like 21. So like about 2 years later, I have him over here and he could sing the whole piano and like dance like anything. And he's like 6'3". And it's like, I just trust this guy with my life. And he's the sweetest guy. And he's doing a straight John Travolta impersonation. It's, I would say it's hard, but like they make my life so easy. They're just so, like, I feel like I'm overwhelmed when I say it. They're just so good this time. I really, really trust it. But yeah, it is tricky. It's always tricky to do something. It's the same thing we talked about Wizard of Oz last year. How do you not sing it like Judy Garland somewhere over the rainbow? You know, like the Bee Gees, how do you not? So it's a cool mix. They make it their own, but they definitely have the chops to do it their way.
Well, looking forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the season. We got about a minute left, so make a big pitch to get the people to come up to Mount Carroll.
Okay, yeah, of course. Hey, Saturday Night Fever is something that you know and love and feel super close to home, but you've never seen it live right in front of your faces. You have everything that you know and love about a musical, stuff by the Bee Gees, Casey and the Sunshine Band, incredible dance, an 11-piece orchestra with local players that are coming in. One of the most fantastic drummers we've ever had here at Timberlake Playhouse, Jet Stevens, is playing his keister off. He's so great. And a really fabulous design that you've never seen before. We turn the entire stage into a floating disco ball. Come and see it and understand what that's like, because you're going to have a blast at Timberlake, and there's no better disco than right here.
Thank you so much for your time again. Opening on Friday, Saturday Night Fever, the music. Tommy, great to catch up with you.
Always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.